This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chipper is here. He is the outstanding columnist for the Star Tribune. Follow him at John Schuster. John Schuster. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline, but he's not at John Schuster. He's at Chip Scoggins. I'm trying to respond to a texter. I'm trying to eat a date, and I'm trying to talk to you. I don't know if I can pull them all off at the same time. Where do you stand on dates as a food?
I don't think I've ever had a date. That sounds bad.
Really?
That way, right? I've never had a date.
Dave, save that forever. We'll use that.
You set me up. Time. You did that on purpose. You knew I'd never
do that. Oh, yeah. I'm that much of a master, you know. Dave Harrigan, where do you stand on dates?
I don't think I've ever eaten a date just plain, but my wife makes homemade granola bars quite often, and we'll put dates in there, and it's delightful. I don't know what the date does to it, but they're very good.
What do you compare it to, Chad? What's it taste like?
Well, it looks disgusting, okay?
Looks like a giant raisin, right?
It looks like a giant raisin, but the difference is I really don't care for raisins. These have a more pleasing taste. Let me have a bite right now. Hold on. It almost has a sweet taste to it.
I think you need to try. They're good for you, correct?
They're very good for you. Yep. They're very good for you. I need some text here. Hold on. I'm really calm in here. I'll lead in the show later. I'll talk about my round today. other texters, 651-461-9226. Tell me what you think of a date. And tell me other foods which look horrible, but you still like them. Chip, for you, if a food – listen, we all know if a food looks really good –
yeah.
It entices us. We still can be really disappointed by the taste itself, but do we run in any way from foods that look ugly? I mean, I could say what I think this looks like, but I think it'd have to be on a morning radio zoo crew to tell you what I think they look like.
Yeah, that would probably stop me in my tracks. If it's not visually pleasing or if it looks gross. Probably not going to try it. That's just a general rule of thumb for me.
Harrigan, other foods that look disgusting, you have one that comes to mind that you can overcome? Because the date just doesn't look pleasing at all. But it's supposed to be very good for you, the dates. I know people put peanut butter on dates also. Do you have another one that comes to mind, Dave?
I'm racking my brain. I don't know of any.
I know. I'm trying to think. Maybe that should be our business. Ugly foods. And we'll come up with a restaurant, Chip. All the foods will look terrible, but they'll taste great. That'll be our hook because the restaurant business is really successful for three people who don't know a thing about restaurants, right?
I give that restaurant 4 hours before closing.
I might go. Walnuts. Yes, walnuts is another food. Doesn't look really good. Someone says guacamole. Now, I love guacamole. Do you think guacamole looks bad, Chip?
I don't think it looks bad. It doesn't disgust me. No. I've heard people get turned off by meatloaf, the way it looks. Does that? I love meatloaf. On my birthday, that was what the thing I always asked my mom to make. She made great meatloaf, so that was my go-to. But I've talked to people that it sort of disgusts them, think it looks bad, does it?
No. Here's where I wrestle a little bit, because I also love meatloaf. I've a number of people in my family who've always made a great meatloaf. I don't like ketchup, though. But for some reason, I'm a hypocrite. Because I make an exception with meatloaf because, I don't know, it's cooked or something. Because I don't like the brown sauce of meatloaf as much as I like the kind of ketchup-y side.
I agree. And I'm sort of the same way with mayonnaise. I can't stand mayonnaise, but I eat potato salad with mayonnaise in it. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But just mayonnaise by itself, nah. I'm a mustard guy. I got
yeah,
mustard
thank
on
you.
Everything.
I'm thank
not,
you.
I'm not
That's
much
why
of a ketchup guy either. That's right.
Let's things that looked ugly and turned out pleasant. When Steph Curry had the ball last night and the shot clock differential was about 2 seconds and he's Steph bleeping Curry. First, Mike Conley fouls him. They don't call that foul.
Yeah.
Then Kyle Anderson fouls him. They don't call that foul because Finch has made a decision, a defendable position. There's like 26 seconds left when they get the ball. So there's 2 second differential, and Finch is just saying foul, doesn't even care that the greatest free throw shooter in the history of the game has the ball. Just foul, get the ball back. Well, then all of a sudden after Steph passed Draymond, Kyle Anderson, how about Finch last night saying he's our best player, makes
most
the steal,
player.
Most important player. And then Cat, who was pretty miserable most of the game, hits a three. Then they play great defense, two straight possessions. Yeah. They hold the Warriors to 96 points. They absolutely benefited immensely from those non-calls. But still, on a night when they had to win and you thought they were dead in the water, they won the game.
Yeah, and it's hard to overstate how important that was when you think that, okay, they got the Kings tonight and then they go to the Suns, how important that win was for them on this grueling road trip. And it's to sit here and say the Wolves made defensive plays to win the game on a night when they really didn't shoot it that well, other than Naz Reid, who I tweeted at one point when they took him out, I think it was 4.5 minutes to go.
Yes.
He was their best player and the only guy that was really scoring. Mm-hmm. I was like, why are they putting him down on the bench? But obviously Cat came back and made those two threes that were huge. And I tell you what, Kyle Anderson, goodness. If you watch that the last play – so he's going to be guarding the guy inbounding the ball, but he turns his back and starts looking for Steph or looking for Klay Thompson. He runs to Klay Thompson when he comes open. That guy's just so smart and just understands and knows how to play the game. What a pickup. I mean, I when they signed him, I thought, hey, that's a good signing.
Fine.
But I had no idea he would be this impactful for what they're doing.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. I mean, Finch is right when he calls the most important player. I'll give credit to Ant, too, because that play, Steve Kerr designed to try to take advantage of Ant. And for Ant to overreact, but Ant went right with Curry for the corner, And people can say, well, of course you're going to go with Curry. But they were switching on that play. And come on, we've seen this team. We saw Ant. Late in the game, Finch went nuts when Ant lost a guy in a backdoor down the baseline. And they were trying to take advantage of that again, and he stayed right with them. I mean, they win that game last night. Ant does really nothing outside of a little bit of stretch in the third quarter. And you can understand, he's probably back too early, but he's got to play.
Sure.
Cat does really nothing. Jaden does nothing.
Well,
their best players were Anderson, Gobert, not as much late, but early, and Conley. Those are the guys.
Reed.
And Naz Reid, of course, who you said. Yeah. Naz was overall their best player in that game. And to think Towns has come back and he's played as many minutes as he has and been as essential. Two of my huge criticisms this year were the Gobert trade, I'll stand by forever. They gave up way too much. And for folks who are kind of saying, look what Rudy now. Come on. Rudy's playing immensely different the last 2 months than he did the first 3-4 months of the season. So don't tell me there isn't a discernible difference. But it was, how could they guard smaller teams? And then the Naz Reid debate, if Gobert and Towns are healthy, can you play Naz? Well, yes, they played him last night. And yes, for one game, because Steph obviously wasn't great. Klay wasn't great. Yeah. But last night, the big team was able to stay with the number one team in the game that spreads the floor, goes small, and they won that battle last night.
Well, and in the second last position when he calls a turnover, I mean, Mike Conley was terrific on ball pressure, and then Jay McDaniels on Steph there. As bad as McDaniels played, and that was as bad as we've seen him in a long time, you know, you got the technical, and I think Finch was upset with him when he slammed the ball down after that. It was his fifth foul. But to bring him back in there and get that key stop, I think they just have options now with Conley, with McDaniels being able to, you know, he might be the defensive player of the year. And
Prince,
when he digs in, you know, Torian Prince, Kyle Anderson's, you know, he has such great hands in the steals that he's getting. So they have options now to, and did you see the quote from Finch last night in terms of hiding guys?
I watched D'Lo. That was D'Lo. And D'Lo. As I was reminded by an astute observer, it's about every other press conference where there's a subtle little tweak at D'Lo. That one you didn't have to pay attention to. That was like red light. There's a couple others that are a little more subtle. I don't think there's anybody there who misses D'Lo. No.
And I tell you what, I know Mike Conley's at the latter stage of his career, but that's the kind of point guard I like, right? That just runs the offense, that gets the guy set up. He's shooting the ball better than I thought he would.
He's played better than I thought he would.
Yeah, I did too. I didn't know injuries and how much he would have left and all that, but just the way he runs and set things up and his experience and kind of guile out there and the way he, you know, just elevates players around him, it's a great fit. So these pickups have been, you know, they've been really nice. And with them being healthy now, who knows, because it's such a weird team and been such a weird season, but I feel like they have different ways to win now and different ways to defend. And so that gives them, you know, more opportunities as they come down the stretch and you know, get into the postseason here.
They have this team where they're different than any other team, I think. They can play different ways more than any other team in their history. They're not obviously as good as the 04 team, right? And you can make an argument, are they as good as the Jimmy team? But this team, they can go big, they can go mid-sized, they can go smaller. It'll be fun listening tonight. Alan Horton right here with the great call in Sacramento, where the Kings are trying to clinch the playoffs for the first time since I think you were in first grade. I mean, it's been a long, long time since the Kings made the playoffs. Let's pause here. We got to get to the Final Four. We got to get to Sonny Gray. We got to get to Gopher Hockey a lot with Mr. Scoggins on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, we got to get to three topics here. Let's start Gopher hockey. I saw from lovely Palm Springs, where the whole planet, if they can't live in Hawaii, maybe Palm Springs is second. I saw the last period and a half. Unbelievable skill level.
Yeah.
Just skill level on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the skill level that stood out to me, too, is I forget, did they kill off six penalty kills or five? But it's not just that overwhelming line, which, you know.
Yeah.
Friends of ours like Pat Micheletti and Lou Nanny are suggesting might be the greatest line ever. But the skill on defense, Pat, is Chip, is just fascinating to watch. They are a compelling team. And now we get the dumb break, by the way. This is stop isolating the Frozen Four from the Final Four. Your crossover audience is minuscule. Play the damn games on Friday and Sunday this week, and let's go.
Yeah, I don't know how teams feel about it. I assume if you're banged up and need the rest, you're probably okay. But I think it's silly, honestly. I think they're overthinking it in terms of their target audience. But, and I go back to it was last summer, Chad, right after the draft. I talked to Bob Motzko the next day, and he had been up there. I think they were in Montreal, the draft was. But they had all those guys taken in the first round and second round, and so many guys drafted. Yep. And you could tell how giddy he was about the talent that was coming into the program and the potential. He said, you know, obviously they got to do the work, they got to grow up and all that, but you just don't get that kind of high-end talent all the time. And obviously the line with Cooley and those guys and on defense with Brock Faber, and who's going to be in the Wild lineup here as soon as this runs over. But it is. I mean, this is as talented a team as we've seen. You know, I would assume going back to their championship years, has it been 20 years already, right, since their last one?
Yep.
And they're fun. And they, you know, the crowds have come back. The way they play is exciting. Just so much star power on that team. And they'll go down to Tampa as I would assume the favorite. They're the number one seed overall. And, you know, they had
not
a tough
by a lot, though, right? I mean,
not by
they
a
just
lot.
Lost to Michigan.
Yeah, not by a lot because, you know.
But they are the favorite. You're right.
But I would say the favorite. But this is they're a good team. And so I think if they play their level and to their capability, you know, they'll have a really good chance to win it.
Sonny Gray, I don't think we're interested in going four innings and being happy. I feel like we had a group last year that was pretty content with going four innings and five innings considered a good start. I disagreed with that then. I disagree with that now. But I feel like the guys we have aren't content with it either, which is what you want in a rotation. We've talked about this a bunch. I remember we talked about it multiple times in the off season. Would they make a change? Would it hurt them in landing veteran pitchers like Sonny Gray? Let's say not the highest of highest ends, but kind of that next level, like a Sonny Gray, who's a good, but, you know, he's not a quintessential ace. But
sure.
It was clear last year, multiple times, Chippy's like, why are you taking me out? I'm team Sonny Gray. I get it. We got a lot of data on the third time through the order. But you know what? As we've said, every game is not the same thing. Sometimes Sonny Gray is phenomenal, and he's getting to the third time in the order, and he's got 54 pitches, and he's given up one hit. Stop following the book every single solitary time.
Yeah, and I think last year was a product of two things. One was philosophy, and that's kind of how, you know, and it's not just Rocco, so let's stop. You see it on the message board that this is all Rocco.
Right.
It's not. This comes from the top level. But it also was personnel. I mean, when you have Chris Archer and Dylan Bundy and some guys who are hanging by a thread – that's what you're going to get. You're going to get short starts and you know, have to go to your bullpen right away. So you know, does their philosophy need to shift? Yes, but it also requires getting better starting pitching. And if you do that, you can trust guys to go more. So I think we'll see a shift in it. But the one thing I hope
I'm dubious
to change that I'm dubious. But the one thing what you want to see is the end game adjustment from the manager and being having the to say, you know what, this guy is rolling. Yes, we don't like going through the third time in the order. That's our philosophy. But this guy has it today. He feels good. It doesn't have to be a blanket policy, right? If a guy's rolling and things feel good, if he's, you know, having some stress-free innings, then let him go. And so I want to cross my fingers and hope that's what we'll see, but we have to see it first.
You can have last year's Final Four, which was oozing blue bloods, or can have this wild ride, which we have now. Chip Scoggins, you get to pick one of the two. Which way are you going?
I feel like this. Traditionally I do like the Blue Bloods because, you know, you're going to have more star powers, more guys have been on TV and we know their names and, you know, the reputations of these programs and all that. But in saying that, these are some pretty compelling teams and stories that that have emerged with, Dutcher. What a great story locally for us and a guy who – how many years? So he's been there 6 years as the head coach. And I read today he's 63. So he was, 57 when he got his first?
Yes.
And I was looking at
think about how long he was an assistant with Steve Fisher at Michigan and at San Diego State.
Yeah, 30 years. I was looking at his bio today. I did not realize that he spent a year at Apple Valley coaching before he got into the college ranks.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, on the school bio, it said after he graduated, from the U and did some time there, that he spent 1 year at Apple Valley coaching and then became a lower-level assistant at Illinois and then stayed in college ranks. So I wasn't aware of that. But that's a great story. And, I would think UConn would probably be my pick of this group. I mean, they look really good. But at this point, any of those four seem like they're capable of winning it.
I think Brian Dutcher was, from what I'm told, was fairly open-minded about coming back. This last time, Eric was too much money. The time before, he would have crawled across glass.
Correct.
I think Mark had already decided on Ben Johnson. I've been told that Brian was very willing. They just didn't match up schedules, and then Ben, Mark went right with Ben. We all like Ben, but Brian Dutcher's looking awfully good right now.
Yeah, I think that was the thing, that the timing of it was weird in terms of when they got eliminated and in the search process and there was willingness to wait or whatever. I don't know how that all shook out. But, yeah, I mean, I got to imagine that would be for him, coming home and be able to do it. But, man, his team is tough. Offensively, it's not always pretty, but they are tough and they play really hard.
Exactly. Got to go, man. Always love it. Thanks, sir.
All right, brother. See you.
Chip Scoggins. We'll replay the Ken Barlow conversation when we come back after traffic and weather on CCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ken Barlow joined us last hour. It's important enough to replay it. Ken has talked about his mental health struggles of late. He's talked about his mental health struggles throughout the last 15 years of his life. We open with that part of the conversation.
Yeah, it's been, 2012, I think, is when I first went public, that I had bipolar disorder. And I put it out there because when I was first diagnosed back in 2007, first of all, I was pissed off. Second of all, I felt alone. I felt like I was the only one who had whatever bipolar disorder was. I had no clue. I'd never cared about mental health because I'd never heard of it, never heard of any issues. So it took a long time. It was all the grief stages, you know. You're angry, and gradually you come to acceptance in the final stage. And that's what happened. I came to acceptance, and I thought, you know what? This is, like, meant to be, because I'm on TV. People see me. They hear me. I don't want them to feel alone either. So That's why I'm public about it. I don't want it to be a dirty little secret, because it's not. It's a health problem. It's a health issue. And I'm still depressed right now. I'm just not as bad as I was last week and the week before.
Ken, when it's at its worst, can you share with us what that feels like to you?
Oh, my God. It feels like, well, it doesn't feel. I can't get out of bed. It feels like somebody's holding me into the bed, like I'm stapled onto the sheets. And I physically can't move. I don't have the strength. I don't have the will. I don't care. I get sad. Sometimes people think depression is all about just sadness. It's not. I get this sinking feeling in my chest. I start thinking dark thoughts. This whole thing that I'm in right now was triggered a few weeks ago by people talking about suicide at work. And about a teenager somewhere that had died by suicide, and some guy on Instagram, an influencer, whatever they call him, died because he jumped out of his building, and that just hit me. For some reason, that just got me.
Do you have any idea why that triggered it for you? You are in a news building. You are surrounded by news, which at times can be horrifying all the time. Do you have any better feel why some stories will put you back to where you are in some of your darker days, and others that you're sad about the stories, you have compassion for those people, but it doesn't trigger you in the same way?
No, and I've never said this publicly. It's because I've been there. I've had suicidal thoughts. It's called ideation, where I think I'd be better off dead than alive. And that's what so many of us go through. That's pretty typical for somebody who's very depressed. And just having been in that space, that headspace before, it's called a trigger. And I never had one before. My therapist always told me, you know, you may have triggers when you talk about something, and I'd never had one until this. And it's because I've been there.
If you'd allow me, can we talk a little bit more about the suicide?
Sure.
Side of this? How frequent does that come up? And how do you move past it?
With a very good wife.
sure.
And I haven't said this publicly either, but a year ago, February, I actually put myself in the hospital for 2 days because I didn't feel safe. Sorry, it's a
but
little
you
emotional.
Had you had the awareness though to go to Teresa and say I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it was my therapist who I was talking to, because it's a cycle that you get in your mind and you can't stop thinking about it. Once I think about suicide, it's ideation it's called. Even if you're not going to do it and you don't have a plan and you don't have a method, it still scares the hell out of you when you start thinking of death.
Sure.
If you still have part of your logical mind there that hasn't been eaten by the depression, I was lucky to have a little piece of my thought process there that said, I don't like where this is going.
What helped you when you went to the hospital?
Actually, it was good to be away from everything that I knew. Anything that might have been what my therapist had called a trigger, or things that would make me want to do things I shouldn't do. I just removed myself from everything I knew and put myself in the hospital where I knew that there wasn't anything I knew. There was nothing there, theoretically, that was going to trigger me into getting worse.
This is Ken Barlow. Ken has been successful in this town as a meteorologist for decades. Right now having great success with KSTP. And he's opening up as much as any guest I can remember ever having on about bipolar, about suicidal thoughts, about checking into a hospital, and the battles he still deals with today. Ken, you mentioned, and we've talked multiple times in the air about this, when you finally were diagnosed 11 years ago. When you look at where you were 11 years ago to now, what is notably different, and sadly, what is still the same?
Actually, I was diagnosed in 07, but back
07, then...
07,
I apologize. Yeah. You went public, right, 12?
Yeah, I went public in 12. You're right with that. So nobody knew but me and my wife and my family, so that was correct. But when I went public in 07, or didn't go public, when I was diagnosed in 07, that's when Britney Spears was shaving her head.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she had bipolar disorder, and everybody said that. So that's what I thought was going to happen to me. I thought I was going to lose my S-H-you-know-what. I thought I was going to go crazy. But what has changed is that people are actually talking about it. And it's not just movie stars, or it seems to be, bipolar seems to be the disease of the hour. It seems that way to me, because I've had it for so long. But God bless them for coming forward, don't get me wrong. But everybody, whoever talks about it, is a friend of mine. Because that means I'm not alone. And I talk about it, and it means you're not alone. And then I get these return tweets from people from the tweet that you mentioned. And I got teared up on one of them today. I don't remember which one it was, but it was somebody It was a young lady, that, at least that was her picture, who said, "I love the hell out of you for doing what you're doing." And I just thought, you know what? That's what my daughter would say to me. And it just, who's 25, and that just made me, that just got to me, that I got to a 25-year-old in a good way.
Well, you do have to remember that, that you're never alone in this. And I cannot completely identify because I have not faced this. I have somebody very close to me in my family who deals with very debilitating mental health issues, and it's been a part of her life seemingly almost your entire life, so it's been a part of my life. And I think we could have on, we could open the phone lines, we'd have story after story that would back up. First of all, would say, Ken, you're not alone, and here's another story. So those connections are always there. How much does it help you knowing that other people are thinking of you, want you to be better, and also that they're facing something that is maybe not completely analogous, but it is in the area, and they face some excruciating days also?
The fact that they share that with me, first of all, we all have crap. Everybody has something going on.
That is correct.
And if you say you don't, you're a lying SOB. Not you personally, but I mean you generally.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yep.
I know.
Sure.
I didn't even hear that. It makes me feel. It makes me feel like I'm not alone. When people are so kind, even if somebody doesn't have or know anybody that they don't know of who might have a mental illness, the fact that they took the time to sit down and write to me is a win for me right there. And of all the things I've ever tweeted or written or talked about on your show, whatever, it's unbelievable, but I've never had a jerk. You know, there's always somebody who's going to say, go ahead and do it. Or,
yep, right.
I haven't had one.
Beautiful.
Which is shocking.
I'm going to remind folks, too, that this has been modified recently. In fact, there was a very good story in the Star Tribune about it a month ago on the success ratio, but the need for funding it. Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is available to you. 988. Once again, 988. How much harder is it, do you think, for the job you have? I ask that, but then I'm also thinking to myself, people, you know, I'll give a small analogy. For me, people would say to me, because my father was so visible, well, what was it like being his son? I'd say, I don't know anything different, right? So that was just always a part of my life. When you've dealt with this, you've always been a very visible person. So is it hard for you to try to quantify what that's like and the effects of this because of the visibility of your job?
Well, I know that at least, I mean, there are thousands of people watching or listening. If I know one of those people is going to get better or feel better about themselves, that, God, I'm not such a loser. This guy's got it too, and he's got a career and, you know, that whole thing, if there's just one person out of the thousands that have heard or seen me gets that, I'm a very happy man.
That's Ken Barlow. That's a significant portion of our conversation with Ken, but it's not the complete, it's not the entirety of the interview. If you want to listen to that, sign up for us on our podcast. You can even follow us on Twitter. There's a link to the interview on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. But for everything tied to the show, you can pick segments, half hours, hours. Just punch in Chad Hartman Show anywhere you get our podcast. I want to talk about my friend John Schuster, because you want an agent you can trust. And let's be honest, trust is earned when actions are met with words, right? Actions, words, they go together, right? That's exactly why Tom and Sarah and Lake Elmo have trusted John's team with all of their real estate transactions over the last decade. Each and every time, John's words have been backed by his actions. Recently, ready to upsize again. They knew the Schuster Group was the only team they would trust in finding their next home. Guess what? John got their home sold for full asking price in what? Less than 24 hours and helped them find their dream home. Just another brick in the wall of trust. Remember, with the Schuster Group, remember, John is a quality person. Everybody will back that up. With the Schuster Group, you can get a cash offer and the opportunity to get the best offer. How do you track down my friend? Simple. JohnSchusterGroup.com or call 952-222-9000.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Once again, most importantly, thank you to Ken Barlow for his honesty, talking publicly for the first time that checked himself into a hospital. The suicide thoughts were that strong. He felt like he needed to step into a hospital for a couple days. Mental health is all throughout our society. Maybe you, maybe people close to you. There are so many ways to seek help at various levels and do not feel any shame whatsoever. And seeking that help out and trying to allow you to live the best life you can. And remember the suicide crisis line, if you think it's ever close to that, 988. Have Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction come out. And with winter still going on, because it's still going on, great spring so far, have a free heat map analysis take place. Heinze, the legend, John Heinze, is in for What's-His-Face. Heinze's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.